Jennifer Holliday, a Tony Award-winning actor and singer, is probably best known for originating the role of Effie in the Broadway musical Dreamgirls. Holliday paid me a visit to talk about the role and the music that made her career in advance of this weekend's concert performance at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. So for the audience that night, what songs are you going to be sharing?
Well, as everyone knows, I am the original dream girl.
So, Effie.
Yes, Effie. So very fortunate to have had a lot of great music from that show. So I will be doing the Dreamgirls repertoire, which I never get tired of doing. A lot of people assume that after all of these years that I have become weary of doing it, but actually I haven't. Do a couple of other jazz standards, some love songs, show a little bit of my growth.
Of course, there's that one big hit,
yes.
Hit song from Dreamgirls. Everyone attempts to sing it, but no one quite like you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
And I am telling you,
that was, of course, "And I Am Telling You I Am Not Going." If you're not tired of singing the Dreamgirls song, mm-hmm. hopefully you're not tired of the Dreamgirls story. Tell us how you came to that role of Effie.
Well, I was already on Broadway doing my very first show. I went straight from the Baptist Church Choir to the Broadway stage.
Quite a big step.
I'm telling you. And quite a scary one. I was singing in the church choir. A young man from a show called A Chorus Line was visiting a friend. He heard me singing. He said, "You have a voice, you know, that could be for Broadway." I didn't know what Broadway was. And but he was saying, you know, if something comes along, you know, we'll give you a call. And about 3 months later, he said, "There's this show going out on the road that your voice would be good for." And I said, "Well, you have to ask my mother, because I'm not old enough to, you know, go anywhere on my own."
How old were you?
I was 17.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And so the name of the show was called Your Arms Too Short to Box with God. I went up there. I auditioned that day. And I got hired that day. So my first show was that show, and we were on Broadway at the Ambassador Theater. And then that's where Michael Bennett heard me, and he said, "Hey, I'm working on something that you all might be interested in." So at that time, it didn't have a name. It wasn't called Dreamgirls. We opened on Broadway December 21st, 1981. Can you believe that?
Oh, my 30, word.
32 years ago, yes.
My, how time passes quickly.
Yes.
Now, the role of Effie, was it already set in stone when you first started working with the team, or did they sort of mold the character around you and your personality and voice?
Well, they had one concept of Effie, what she should be, and then after I got involved, then it became more tailored to me, because Michael Bennett wasn't directing the show at first. So once he decided to take it over, he and I crafted what Effie should be.
Over the run of the show, I'm sure there continued to be tweaks to not only the show itself, but your character as well.
Mm-hmm.
On that first night that the show opened, what was the audience's reaction?
Well, I don't really know. I've been very fortunate with in terms of directors. My very first director before I met Michael Bennett, and they kept saying that Michael Bennett was going to be a tough guy. Well, I had a big West Indian woman be my first director. And she told me early on, don't be seduced by the audience. It's what I think in terms of what the show is going, or if you're doing well. So I don't care how many standing ovations you get, until I tell you that it's set, it's set. So I've never really paid attention to what the audience is doing. I've always gone inside. And that's basically why when people still hear me sing "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going," they think that it's still the same from 32 years ago, because I still go inside of myself to make sure it's not gimmicky, to make sure it's real, to make sure that it's still something that's important to me, and that's how they feel it.
That's the number that most people associate with not only the musical, but you to a great extent. Mm-hmm. Is that your favorite moment for your character in the show?
No. I think that was a moment that we created for the significance of the show. One of my favorite two moments are when I have with the brother, Cece. We Are a Family, one of my favorite songs, and I'm not singing the lead on that, but just one of my favorite moments. And then I would say I Am Changing in the second act.
Trying every way I can, I am changing. I'll be better than I am.
So I don't know, I felt that I connected more in terms of just trying to make Effie have those softer moments.
The last Sunday night of September, are you bringing any surprises for your audience? Do you like to catch them by surprise sometime?
No, I'm a no-frills girl, so uh-huh. the only thing I like for myself is that I show up. but the fact that I come is because of my fans. They have kept me in their hearts and in their mind, and I say that they loved me back to life in the sense that this new millennial generation, I have a whole new younger following. All of that has given me a great sense of purpose and a greater sense of love.
Well, Jennifer Holliday, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Holliday will be performing Sunday night at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. I'm honored to say that I'm actually going to be able to introduce her before the crowd there that night. For more information, visit our website, wabe.org/citycafe.